Let's all pray in silence.
Amen. 奉主耶稣圣名，我们继续灵恩会第二天上午的聚会。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we continue the second session of our spiritual convocation.
我们早上借着哥林多教会的几个混乱的情形来作为我们怎么样来辨明在今日魔鬼在教会里头所造成的混乱。
In the morning, we have talked about how the situation and the confusions in the Corinthian church, how we can use them and learn from them to learn it in the today's church.
我们谈到说在真道上的混乱。
We talked about the confusions in terms of truth.
就是在真得救的真理上。
And that is the truth of salvation.
那我们也谈到在肢体生活上在弟兄姐妹信徒之间的混乱。
We talked about theorganizations and how the brothers and sisters, the confusions between brothers and sisters.
那刚刚我们谈到说过度的注重这个仪文规条。
We have also talked about when we pay too much emphasis on the written code.
误认为这是信仰的实际。
We felt that this is actually the reality of our faith.
造成了这个教会里头的另外一个混乱。
So this will cause another confusion in the church.
那在肢体相处里头还有另外一个魔鬼造成的混乱。
And there is another confusion in terms of the relationship inside the church.
就是在爱心跟纵容上的这个混乱。
That is the confusion between loving and spoiling.
爱不是纵容，也不是姑息。
And love is not to spoil or to isolate a person.
教会应该有爱心。
The church should have love.
但是教会却不可纵容不守规矩的人。
But the church should not spoil those who do not obey the rules.
不可以姑息那个自高自大的人。
They should not isolate those who are very proud.
很多人会说神是慈爱的。
And many people will say God is loving.
那为什么神容许他的百姓被掳到巴比伦70年？
Then why would God allow his people to be captured to Babylon for 70 years?
在这70年的国破家亡里头啊。
In this 70 years of captivity,
有多少家庭要破碎？
Then how many family will be broken?
增添了多少无辜的孤儿？
And how many orphans would there be?
神为什么不听许多虔诚人的进食祷告呢？
Why didn't God listen to the prayer of the righteous ones?
之所以会有这样的想法是因为不明白神他的慈爱。
And because we have these thinkings, it is because we do not know God's love.
神的慈爱并不是纵容。
The love of God is not to spoil a person.
而神的公义也绝对不是他残酷的泄愤。
And God's righteousness is not the outpour of God's wrath.
因为严厉的管教也是神爱的一种方法。
Because to punish is also a way to show God's love.
我们来看希伯来书十二章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书十二章第六节。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 6.
六节，因为主所爱的，他必管教，又鞭打凡收纳为儿子的。我们跳过来看第十节。
Let's read verse 10.
十节，生生的父都是暂随己意管教我们。唯有万灵的父管教我们，是要我们得益处，使我们在他的圣洁上有份。所以神管教我们也是神爱的表现。
So for God to discipline us means that God loves us.
保罗在写信给帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒。
And when Paul was writing to the church, the members in the church of Thessalonica.
帖撒罗尼迦后书三章的十四节。
In the second Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 14.
提到说若有人不听从我们这信上的话要记下他，不和他交往，叫他自觉羞愧。
He says that if someone does not obey the words that we say in the letter, and we have to, we should not be associated with this person.
在提摩太前书的五章二十节也说
And in First Timothy chapter 5 verse 20 also says,
犯罪的人当在众人面前责备他叫其余的人也可以惧怕。
And we have to rebuke those who have sinned in front of everyone, so everyone can fear God because of this.
我们或许会觉得说， 那这不是很没有爱心吗？
Then we may ask that wouldn't this not be loving anymore?
但是啊，爱心啊，是否必然不责备、不警戒，一味的说好话呢？
But it's love that we do not discipline this person and we do not warn him and we only speak good to this person.
不断的称赞，对不守纪律的人，不断的包容。
We continue to show love and show care to the one who doesn't obey the rules.
对教会啊，那个不守规矩的人，不加约束。
And we do not restrict those who do not obey the rules inside the church.
对不守法的人默许纵容。
And we allow those who continue sin continue on their way.
难道这就是圣经里头所说的爱心吗？
Is this the love described in the Bible?
是我们彼此相爱的模式吗？
Is this how we should love one another?
当然不是。
Of course not.
所以魔鬼的伎俩啊，就是要让我们在追求爱心的时候。
So the scheme of devil is when we are pursuing love.
分不清楚什么是爱心，什么是纵容。
And he tries to confuse us between what is loving and what is spoiling.
因为这种纵容的假爱心呢。
Because spoiling, it seems that it is a false love.
会让人呢跌倒，以至于灰心丧志。
It will cause a person to fall, and it will cause a person to be frustrated.
最后就放弃彼此相爱的目标。
In the end, they will lose all hope to love.
也会留给这个没有信主的人毁谤的话柄。
And they will leave a slandering topic for those who doesn't believe.
撒母耳记上第二章那里记载老祭司以利的两个儿子。
In 1 Samuel chapter 2, it talks about the two sons of Eli.
何弗尼跟菲尼哈两个人的恶行啊。
And the two sons, they were very evil.
他们呢、圣经说他们是不认识神的恶人呢、
The Bible says they are evil people who do not know God.
他们抢夺侵占信徒所献祭的祭物。
And they would take away the sacrifices of the people.
导致于信徒导致这个选民他们不愿意向神来献祭。
And this caused the people not willing to sacrifice to the Lord.
有一次在一个教会啊。
And one day, there was one time in this church.
这个奉献箱里头有人放了一张纸条。
And there was somebody put on a note inside the offering box.
上面写着说教会有恶犬，信徒不敢来。
And the note says that there is the dogs, bad dogs in the church, and so the members wouldn't want to come.
我就问负责人说，教会什么时候养狗了？
So I asked the board member that when did we keep a dog inside the church?
因为听说以前台湾总会也曾经有养两条狗，一条叫哈利路亚，一条叫平安的样子。
Because I heard that there in the Taiwan GA they were keeping two dogs, one by the name of Hallelujah, another was Peace.
那个信徒一去哇，两条狗这个看到信徒好高兴就跑过来信徒说哈利路亚来了平安也来了。多好哦。
So every time when the dogs come, the members will say, "Hey, Hallelujah is here, and the peace is here also."
所以我以为说教会是不是真的养狗，结果负责人说不是的。
So I thought the church was really keeping dogs, but the board member said we are not keeping any dogs.
那是在指教会的，这个当中的某某人讲的哈。
It is actually talking about someone inside the church.
所以因为他教会里头可能他。意见比较多比较强势。
Because he may be have more opinion about the church.
所以导致于这个信徒不敢来教会，不愿意来教会。
So this caused some members not willing to come to church anymore.
以利的两个儿子因为他们个人的行为导致于人不愿意来敬拜神。
And Eli's two sons, their deeds caused some people not willing to worship God.
不但这样他们还跟这个会幕面前服侍的妇人来苟合啊。
Not only so, they were committing adultery with a woman outside of the temple.
那结果以利虽然把儿子找来讲了两句但是没有什么处理啊。
And even though Eli has talked to his sons about it, but then he did not do much about anything.
结果神差遣一个神人去警告他。
So God sent a prophet to talk to them.
说你尊重你的儿子过于尊重神。
You have paid more respect to your sons than God.
所以这个 啊，后来啊，他两个儿子哈、哦，还有这个老以利啊，同在一天死亡。
Then in the end, his two sons and this old Eli, they died on the same day.
哦，他的媳妇啊，在啊、也难产而死哈、哦，啊，在死之前呢、啊，给啊、那个生出来的小孩取了名字叫做以加伯。
And his daughter-in-law also died in childbirth, childbearing.And she named her son Ichabod.
啊，那个意思就是说荣耀离开以色列。
And the meaning is that the glory has departed from Israel.
哦，因为神的约柜也被抢走了。
Because the ark of God was captured also.
哦，所以如果教会啊，哦，爱心跟纵容分不清楚的话
，So if the church cannot discern between love and spoiling,
也会变成以加伯啊。
Then we'll become Ichabod as well.
荣耀离开我们教会，神的荣耀离开我们教会。
The glory of God will depart from our church.
所以、哦、我们要小心哦。
So we must be careful.
爱心并不等于纵容。
Loving doesn't mean we are spoiling.
哦，还有啊，主耶稣在世上的时候，这个彼得曾经劝过耶稣哦，千万不要上十字架。
And when the Lord Jesus was on this earth, Peter told Lord Jesus to not go on the cross.
哦，可见彼得多么爱主耶稣啊。
We can see how Peter loved Lord Jesus.
哦，出于爱心啊。
And he loved Lord Jesus.
哦，但是主耶稣却责备他说：“撒旦，退到我后边去。
”But Lord Jesus rebuked Peter and say, "Get behind me, Satan."
哦，主耶稣这样的责备啊，是不是对彼得太没有爱心呢、啊、
？Is Lord Jesus not loving toward Peter?
哦，当然不是的哦。
And of course not.
哦，因为啊，从主的责备来看。
Because through the rebuke of the Lord,
哦，彼得对主的爱竟然也有撒旦哦那种爱在里头啊。
And the love of Peter toward the Lord is mixed with the will of Satan.
哦，这个爱似乎是人的好意。
And this love seems to be the good will of man.
哦，但是却会来误导人离开神。
But then this will cause a person to be drawn further away from God.
哦，对于只喜欢神的主耶稣来说。
And for Lord Jesus who only loved God,
哦，是憎恶神所憎恶的。
He would hate what God hates.
哦，所以我们要明白哈，人的感情啊，往往哈不是爱的标准呢。
So we must understand that the human emotions may not always be the standard for our love.
哦，唯有神的旨意啊，才是爱的标准哦。
Only the will of God is the standard for our love.
哦，所以在教会在。在这个实行爱心的时候啊
，So when the church is is trying to love a person，
也要有智慧
，We must have wisdom，
哦，不要变成姑息跟纵容
，We should not spoil a person，
哦，以至于让神的荣耀离开教会
，So the church， the glory of God will not depart from church，
哎，变成啊，哦，人家不敢来的哦，教会那么乱，行为那么不好，我的小孩子去不是就被污染了吗？
And otherwise, everyone would say that if, since the church has no limitations, and my children will be spoiled in this church.
哇，教会啊，这些都是讲人家的是非啊，背后话一堆啊。啊，我本来哦，这个清闲的要死，到了教会反而一天到晚哦，这乌烟瘴气。
And every day, they are always speaking about someone else in the church, speaking at the back of another person.
哦，那教会啊，都没有规矩。
And there is no rules inside the church.
东西都乱拿。
They will take everything.
哦，有一个哈、哦，有一次有一个教会啊。
And there was this church.
这个因为呢哈、哦，那个教会是处在经常下雨的地方。
Because this church is at the place where it rains a lot.
哦，那所以信徒哦，经常哦，这个聚完会啊，哦，就看到有雨伞就拿的，管他是谁的哦。
So the members they would take the umbrellas. After the services, and they do not care whose umbrella it is.
哦，那没有雨伞的，你活该！谁叫你那么话那么多啊，在那么好聊天啊，不赶快回家？没有雨伞。
And if they had lost their umbrella, they would not care because you have been chatting for too long, and your umbrella has been taken away by someone else.
啊，那有一次一个慕道朋友的雨伞也不见了。
And there was one time when the true seeker's umbrella was missing as well.
哦，他说那个雨伞哦。啊，是我国小的好朋友啊，哦，从日本买回来的，哦、送给我的这个纪念品呢。
And he said that this umbrella was a gift of my friend who gave it to me from Japan.
你们教会都是小偷。
So you have thieves inside the church.
哦，再也不来了。
So he never wanted to come again.
教会有荣耀吗？
So is there a glory inside the church?
后来啊，负责人哦，开会的时候是想办法。
So the board members, when they're having a meeting, they thought of this solution.
特别要定制的500万的那个大雨伞哦。
So they have specially ordered and made a 200 umbrellas.
哦，他告诉信徒说哦，以后哦，你没有带雨伞来哦，不要拿别人的哦，教会有跟教会借。
So they told the members that if you forgotten to bring your umbrella, next time just take the church's umbrella, don't take anyone else's.
哦，很大的哦，然后那上面还写真耶稣教会哦。
And it is a very big umbrella, and on the umbrella it says True Jesus Church.
哦，信徒也很捧场哦，两个礼拜内啊，一把都不剩了啊。
And the members they were very good with it, and they not long after 2 weeks, all the umbrellas were gone.
哦，有时候哦，在访问的时候看到，哇，家里一堆哈。
Sometimes when I go on a visitation, I will see so many umbrellas inside their house.
那信徒看到传道在看那些雨伞，啊，不好意思哦，马上拿去还呐。那每次要拿回教会还哦，都天气都很好嘛。那如果天气不好要用到哦，就没有还呐。
And they will tell the preacher that, sorry, I will give it back right away. But every time when I wanted to give back, the weather was so nice, so I always forgot.
哦，有时候在路上还看到。都撑着教会的雨伞抽香烟呢。
And sometimes I will see a person taking off the church's umbrella and smoking at the same time.
好大的胆子。
I'll say how dare you?
我赶快跑过去看看，哎，不认识的。
But then when I go and see, I do not know this person.
先生，那请问你这个雨伞哪里来的
？So I ask this person, sir, where did you get this umbrella?
哦，啊，我那个信耶稣的朋友送我的啦。
Oh, it is a friend who is a Christian who gave it to me.
还真大方哦，拿教会的东西送人家。
They were so generous to give out the church's umbrella to someone else.
哦，反正不是自己的嘛。
And because it is not theirs.
我们想想看。
So let us think about this.
这是爱心吗？
Is this truly love?
爱心是没有规矩吗？
Is love without rules?
不要变成哦。以加伯的教会哦，荣耀离开我们哦。
We should not become a church of Ichabod.Where the glory will leave us.
那谈到爱心哦，通常还会有另外一个衍生出来的混乱。
When we talk about love, we will have another kind of confusion.
哦，这个混乱啊，会影响到教会的使命。
And this confusion would affect the mission of the church.
哦，我们经常会听到有些弟兄姐妹也会这样问。
We often heard that brothers and sisters would ask.
哦，说我们教会好像都不做公益哦。
It seems our church doesn't do any charity.
哦，不做善事啊。
We don't do any good deeds.
哦，都没有什么办什么这个什么救济工作了
啊。It seems that we are not having a charity to help people.
哦，不像了人家其他基督教哦。
It's not like though all other Christian churches.
哦，或者是像这个其他的宗教什么慈济功德会哦。
Or some other organizations.
哦，他们行了很多的善事啊，做了很多的好事啊。
They have done many good things, and they have helped a lot of people.
哦，那我们教会哦，好像都不做这些事情。
And it seems our church doesn't do any of these.
哦，哎，觉得说我们教会哦没有爱心。
And if they will feel that our church doesn't have any love.
人家在救济啊，哦，什么发面包啊。
They're doing charities. They're giving out bread.
哦，那我们都没有啊。
It seems we're doing none of those.
哦。哎，这个值得我们来想一想哦。
But we can think about this.
啊，这个影响教会的使命哦。
And this will affect the mission of the church.
哦，教会啊，不是属世界的团体哦。
Church is not a worldly organization.
教会是属天的团体。
The church is an organization in heaven.
哦，换句话说，教会的使命也不是属地的，是属天的。
In other words, the mission of the church is not belong to this world, but of heaven.
哦，魔鬼啊，不怕教会的人多。
The devil, he is not afraid that many people are inside the church.
哦，只怕哦这些人遵行基督的使命。
He is only afraid that these people will follow the mission of God.
哦，什么是基督的使命
？What is the commission of the Lord?
主耶稣升天之前交付的使命就是传福音救灵魂。
And the commission of Lord Jesus before he ascended to heaven was for us to preach and to save souls.
哦，当然也吩咐要彼此相爱哦。
Of course, he also committed us to love one another.
哦，当然哦，爱心啊，跟这个哦传福音呢、啊、是一体的两面。
And of course, preaching and loving is two sides to the same coin.
哦，因为如果没有爱的话，哦，就不会去传福音。
Because if we do not have love, we will not go out and preach.
哦，那魔鬼也知道。
And so the devil also knows this.
所以他要借着假爱心，哦，借着人间的爱心呢，哈，来混养我们属天的使命。
He tries to use the worldly love to affect our mission and in the heaven.
好，换句话说啊，哦，要借着这个社会关怀，哦，让教会啊，误导这个使命的方向。
In other words, he tries to let us to pay careful attention to the world rather than spending time on the mission inside the church.
哦，教会是不是应该要做救济？以及社会关怀的工作。
Should the church do some charities in the world?
哦，做社区服务的工作。
And to do some community services?
哦，答案当然是 yes.
And of course, yes.
哦，但是值得我们去思想的。
But then we should think about this.
哦，为什么要教会做这些工作？
Why does the church need to do these things?
为什么不弟兄姐妹直接参加这些社会的福利工作？
Why don't the brothers and sisters directly go to the community services?
我记得台湾有一个长老，他就做得很好。
I remember there was this elder in Taiwan. He did this. He did very good.
他选真耶稣教会为救灵魂的单位。
He chose True Jesus Church to be the unit to save the souls.
选这个淡江大学为培育人才的单位。
He chose this certain university to become to train people.
好，选这个福伦社啊为社会救济的单位。
And he chose this certain organization as a organization to save and help people.
哦，他分得很清楚。
And he has categorized these into different categories.
啊，他而不是要求教会要做教育的工作，要求教会也要做社会救济的工作。
He doesn't want the church to do the purpose of education, also saving people.
好，再说啊，如果教会从事这些社会福利工作，要做到什么样的程度为止？
And if the church were to help people and to do charities, to what extent should they do?
好，那什么时候才可以开始做这个救灵魂的主要工作？
And when should they start?Saving souls.
哦，教会的使命到底是做肉身的救济医疗呢，还是哦做这个拯救世上灵魂的属灵工作？
Is the church trying to help people in terms of their bodily needs, or are they trying to do the work of salvation?
哦，当然我们会说两样可以并行嘛。
Of course, we can say we can do both at the same time.
哦，但是问题也来了。
But then we will have this problem.
哦，在实际上。当教会把金钱、精力、时间，哦，花在这个慈善救济事业跟社会关怀之余啊
，In reality, if the church were to spend all their money and effort in community services and charitable works,
哦，是不是还有力量，哦，来做拯救灵魂的工作
？Do they have any energy left to do the work of salvation?
哦，会不会让教会啊，哦，到了后来？哦，变成红十字会、世界展望会，哦，只是个哦这个慈善团体。
Would it cause the church to become the organization such as the Red Cross, and they become only a charitable organization?
而不再传灵魂得救的福音。
They no longer preach the gospel that saves souls.
所以有时候我们想一想哦。
So sometimes let us think about this.
社会关怀、慈善事业。哦，有时候反倒成为一个陷阱，吸进了教会有限的力量。
And if we are doing the charitable works, sometimes it would consume all the strength inside the church.
哦，吸进了教会有限的时间。
And it would drain all the limited time that the church has.
哦，甚至误导教会丢弃主要的使命。
And it will also cause the church to abandon their main mission.
哦，而把所有的力量用在使命以外的事业上。
And they will use all their time outside their true mission.
从圣经上 来看你是这样子。
When we are reading it from the Bible, it is also the same.
在提摩太前书的五章啊，第四节到第十节。
In First Timothy chapter 5, verse 4 to 10.
那圣经啊，诚然也提到说啊，一些若干的救济这个信主寡妇的工作了。
And the Bible also mentions that how we should help the widows inside the church.
但是也是相当的有限制。
But then it is also limited.
比如说年纪。
For example, there's a limitation to the age.
要年老的。
They have to be old.
比如说要独居的，没有小孩的。
And they have to be living alone and they should not have any children.
为了要让这一类附带属性、辅助性的工作不至于来影响妨碍到主要的使命来，是个原则跟前提。
And they have these limitations to helping the widows because they do not want these to affect the true mission of the church.
如果这些寡妇有子嗣的
，And if these widows have children,
那要要求这些小孩儿女要奉养这个要看顾亲人。
And they would ask these children to take care of their parents.
那教会是照顾那些真寡妇真正需要的。
And the church would take care of those who are truly widowed and who are truly in need.
主耶稣在世上的时候也吩咐那些身体蒙医治的人。
And when Lord Jesus was on earth, he also commanded those who have been, he wanted to get healed.
不要告诉别人。
And do not tell anybody about this.
原因呢就是不要妨碍到他只有短短三年半传福音的工作。
Because he didn't want this to let it be a hindrance on him who have only 3 years to preach on earth.
马可福音第一章。
And in Mark chapter 1,
主耶稣就吩咐那个蒙恩的人，结果他们出去反倒讲了很多话，一大堆人就来跟耶稣了。
And Lord Jesus commanded this person who has been healed not to tell it to other people, but then he went out and tell everyone.
让主耶稣没有办法明明的进城了。
And this caused Lord Jesus not be able to go directly into a city.
在当时那罗马帝国的统治之下。
And at that time, under the Roman Empire.
你每天就几千人围着你。
And every day there will be thousands of people surrounding you.
你想公安的不注意你吗？罗马帝国他不会注意你吗？你这个家伙是不是要搞革命啊？
Wouldn't you think that the government would pay attention to you because you would think that you're trying to cause a revolution?
让他没有办法自由自在来传福音。
So Lord Jesus would not be able to preach as he wants to.
反而把时间都花在那些医病赶鬼医治的这个事情上面。
Then he will spend all his time healing and casting out Satan's.
这就是为什么耶稣会吩咐他们不要到处讲的原因。
And this is why that Lord Jesus commanded the people not to tell to other people.
那此外呢，今天我们弟兄姐妹对教会的使命我们也要有所认识。
In the same way, today we have to know the mission of the church.
主耶稣在行完了五饼二鱼的神迹之后
，After Lord Jesus has performed the miracle of 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish，
约翰福音六章十五节那边记载说犹太人要强逼主耶稣做王。
In John chapter 6 verse 15, it says that the Jews they wanted Jesus to become the king.
主耶稣却退到山上独自去祷告了。
But Lord Jesus he has hide away into the mountain to pray.
后来群众找到他了。
In the end, all the people found him.
主耶稣明明的告诉这些群众。
So Lord Jesus told the crowd.
约翰福音六章的二十六、二十七两节。
In John chapter 6, verse 26 to 27.
就是不要为那个会朽坏的食物劳力的。
And he told them that to work for the food that spoils.
要为那个永生的食物来劳力。
But for the food that endures to eternal life.
然后又告诉他们，他就是天上降下来的粮食。
Then he told him that I am the bread of life from heaven.
因为要叫人身体，叫人肉体上来饱足不是他主要的使命。
Because his mission is not to feed people physically.
救人的灵魂才是他主要的使命。
And his mission is to save souls.
主耶稣不会因为人的喜好就忘记他降世为人的主要目的。
And Lord Jesus will not forget his own mission on earth just because he wants to please our people.
好，所以同样的，今天我们弟兄姐妹，我们来到教会。
So in the same way, when we come to church today,
哦，我们呢，哦，也应当要来寻求哦这个灵命啊的得救为主啊。
Today we are here to seek the salvation.
哦，而不是单单只是为了今生肉体的好处而已。
But then we're not here only seeking after the benefit of our physical need.
哦，要先求神的国、神的义。
We have to seek first His kingdom and righteousness.
自然的哦，这个我们日用的饮食这一切的需求啊，神就会加添赏赐给我们。
Then God will give us everything we need.
哦，那这个就是哦，在这个主要使命哦，就是传福音跟次要使命哦，行善社会关怀之间的平衡。
So this is the balance between the doing the charitable works inside the church, outside the church, and doing the true mission of preaching the gospel.
哦，这样才不会落入到魔鬼混乱教会的这个陷阱里头。
This way, we will not fall into the trap that the Satan tries to confuse the church.
哦，小弟就遇到过这个在美国的哦，遇到哦。有些人哦，这个来到教会要求帮助了。
And I have also met some people in the U.S. They came to church for help.
哦，他说哦，我不要美国政府帮助。
They said that I do not want the government to help me.
哦，美国政府啊，这个哦是违背神的。
And the government of U.S. is disobeying God.
哦，通过什么同性婚姻啊，这个违背圣经。
And they have passed the law of a homosexual marriage, and it is not according to the Bible.
哦，是敌基督。
And they are anti-Christ.
哦，那我们是弟兄啊。
But we are brothers.
啊，所以你要帮助我。
So you have to help me.
哦，不工作啊，等着教会帮助。
So they do not work, and they wanted the church to help them.
哦，那因为啊，肥胖到哦，变成肠胀哦。
And because they were so obese that they are actually very they are disabled.
哦，教会哦说你应该找找工作吧。
So the church told them that you should go to work.
没有爱心。
They'll say accuse the church that you do not have any love.
那我要换教会。
I want to change my church.
人家哪一个教会多好啊。
There's this a certain church is so good.
哦，我看哦，今天。没有比真耶稣教会还有爱心的啦。
I think that there is no other churches on this earth that has more love than True Jesus Church.
哦，小弟在东岸也遇到哦，那个各个基督教派哦不要的跑来我们教会。
I've also met up with some people that other organizations doesn't want, and these people came to our church.
哦，就留在我们教会了。
Then they stayed inside our church.
没有再离开。
Then they never left.
哦，那可见我们教会的爱心呢，比其他更好更大哈。
So you can see how much love we have more than other churches in the world.
哦，但是如同刚刚我们所讲的哦，并不是就没规矩了。
But then this is as how we have said, it doesn't mean that we do not have any rules.
哦，举个例子说爱餐哦。
For example, our meal.
哦，那当然啊，吃剩下的哈，这个与其倒掉哈，不如哈啊，弟兄姐妹有需要的能够带回去的。
For example, if we have any food left, if the brothers and sisters are in need, we can pack them home.
哦，但是你不能说当大家还没有吃的时候，你就拿着塑胶袋开始打包了哦。
But then we cannot start to pack the food home when everyone is still eating.
哦，啊，这一包哦给我小儿子，那一包给媳妇哦，这一包要给谁哦？
I'm going to give this pack to my son and this other pack to my daughter-in-law.
哦，让到最后啊，那个弟兄姐妹没得吃啊。
你 and all the brothers and sisters are without food to eat.
哦，所以要有规矩啊。
So we must have a rule.
哦，等到大家都哦已经用过饭了。
And after everyone have already eaten.
还有剩下的。
And there is still some leftovers.
哦，那你可以带回去。
Then we can bring them home.
哦，但是不能够在大家还没有吃你就哦开始打包哦。
But then we cannot started to package the food and when everyone is still eating.
哦，这个是爱心跟哦纵容哈。之间我们要清楚。
So we must have a clear understanding between loving and spoiling.
哦，那最后一个。
And lastly,
哥林多教会的混乱，还有一个就是灵界方面的混乱。
And in another confusion inside the Corinthian church is that there is the spiritual confusions.
哦， 圣灵跟邪灵之间的混乱。
It is a confusion between Holy Spirit and the evil spirits.
约翰一书四章的一到六节，这个老约翰告诉我们要分辨到底是不是从神来的灵。
And in 1 John chapter 4, verse 1 to 6, the elder John told us how to discern the spirits.
还是从鬼魔来的灵。
Whether the spirit is from the Lord or from the evil spirits.
并且提供了一个很简单的分辨之道。
He also taught us how to discern the spirits.
就是认耶稣是道成肉身而来。
And that is if the spirit recognized that Jesus Christ comes in flesh from God.
以及这个讨论的内容到底是属地的还是属天的。
And they would discuss whether this is, in their conversation, they might discuss what is carnal and what is in the heaven.
这是因为当时有异端入侵受这个诺斯底主义的影响。
And it is because they were affected by the worldly philosophies at that time.
那今天在圣灵所亲自建立的我们真教会当中。
And today, the church, the true church that has been established by the Holy Spirit.
魔鬼更是装成了光明的天使来混乱教会的秩序。
And the devil, he is trying to imitate himself as an angel to try to confuse the church.
甚至成了没有信主人的笑柄。
And we may even become a laughingstock of others who doesn't believe.
那魔鬼常用的伎俩就是借着这个异能歧视来迷惑信徒，来混乱教会。
And the scheme of devil is usually through the miracles to try to confuse the church.
或者是借着这个异梦异象等等的假启示来迷惑信徒，来混乱教会。
Or he's using the false revelations inside the visions to try to confuse the members.
今天这个世界上有很多这个超自然的事件
And today inside the society, we can see so many supernatural events.
有些虽然跟基督的信仰范围没有关系
And even though some of those things does not have anything to do with Christians.
但是他们也能够行奇事也是有医病赶鬼的事情
But then they can still perform miraculous signs, and they can still heal the sick and cast out devils.
比如说其他的宗教啦、巫术啦、巫医等等
For example, the witchcrafts in other religions.
那主耶稣也曾经说过马太福音的七章那边说不是凡称呼我主主的人都能够进神国。
And Lord Jesus also said that those not all those who call me Lord, Lord can enter the kingdom of heaven.
也不是能够行神迹奇事的就一定进神的国。
And not all who can practice miraculous signs can enter the kingdom of heaven.
可见并非只有出于圣灵的能力才会显出奇异的这个事情来。
So we can know that now it may not be that through the power of the Holy Spirit that we can perform miraculous signs.
魔鬼邪灵也能够行奇事
Evil spirit can also perform wonders and signs.
当日摩西去见法老王的时候，法老王旁边那个术士他也能够让手杖变成蛇
And on that day when Moses went to see the Pharaoh,his sorcerer can also turn the rod into snakes.
并且借着这样来迷惑人。
And he can also confuse people.
让人分不清楚这个真神假神。
So people will not be able to discern between the true God and the false God.
分不清楚什么是圣灵的工作，什么是邪灵的工作。
They will not be able to know what is the work of the Holy Spirit and what is the work of the evil spirit.
所以我们也要谨慎来分辨真假。
So we must be careful to discern the truth.
那有几个基本的原则。
And there are some basic principles.
第一个。
The first one.
如果这个人没有信耶稣。
If this person does not believe in Christ.
他却能够行奇事异能。
But then he can perform some wonders and signs.
那不用多说不是从神来的了。
Then of course we know that this person is not from God.
因为这个其他的这个异教他们也能够有奇事来迷惑人。
Because all other witchcrafts, they can do some miraculous signs and wonders to confuse people.
那第二个。
Secondly.
如果这个人他对神对人都有亏欠的。
And if this person has fallen short of a man and God.
换句话说他是已经犯罪的人。
In other words, they have already sinned.
但是他却能够行奇事异能。
But then he can perform wonders and signs.
哦，那也不是从神来的。
Then this will not be from God.
哦，啊，因为啊，哦，神不跟罪人同工的。
Because God will not work with the sinners.
哦，啊，所以这样的哦，我们知道已经犯罪的人，哦，他有什么奇事异能啊，那我们就要小心了。
So if a sinner can perform miraculous signs and wonders, we have to be careful about it.
哦，第三个。
Thirdly.
哦，那邪灵的工作。虽然能够给人得到暂时的满足
，and the work of the evil spirit, even though they can bring temporal satisfactions,
但是不久啊，就会让人陷入到痛苦跟恐惧里头。
But then, not long after, the person would falling into a confusions.
但是圣灵的工作啊，则是让人能够心灵平安安静的。
But the work of the Holy Spirit will cause a person to be at peace.
哦，不会让人呢扰乱，哦，不安的。
It will not cause a person to have confusions and be not at peace.
哦，所以圣灵、邪灵、得圣灵、得邪灵，大概也可以这样判断出来。
So we can discern whether this person received the Holy Spirit or the evil spirit.
哦，附带一提的哦。
And on the side notes.
哦，有时候我们看到，有些弟兄姐妹祷告的时候。会唱灵歌啦，会这个举手啦、拍掌啦，等等哦。
And sometimes when we see that brothers and sisters are praying, they will sing spiritual songs and they would clap their hands.
这个从神来的感动会让人家唱灵歌，会举手，会拍掌。
And the movement from God would cause a person to sing spiritual songs and they would clap hands.
但是。两个原则哦。
But then there are also two principles.
一个就是哦，你能节制的。
One is that you are able to control it.
哦，你能够唱也能够不唱。
You can sing the song or not to sing the song.
你能拍掌也能不拍掌。
You can decide whether to clap your hands or not to clap your hands.
你能大声也能小声。
You can control your volumes.
哦，如果说我们去医院去探访哦这个病人祷告的时候，你在那边哇大力的鼓掌啊，大声的哦。这个唱歌没办法控制，那就不对了。
And if we were to visit at a hospital and we cannot control our voice and we sing very loudly and clap very loudly, then this has a problem.
因为先知的灵顺服先知的哦，那圣灵哦不是邪灵控制人的哦。
Because the spirit of a prophet would obey the prophet and the Holy Spirit would not control a person.
那第二个哦，这个。你无论你唱灵歌也好哈，无论你的动作也好哈，不会影响到别人的。
And secondly, whether you are singing spiritual songs or whether you are clapping, you will not affect other people.
那不会让人觉得可怕。
You will not let other people feel that it is scary.
这个是我们也可以提供来做参考哦。
So we can also take this as a reference.
那再来。
Then,
那出于这个邪灵魔鬼的，常常会用第一人称的口语来说话。
And if the person is from the evil spirits, they will always use I.
我们从圣经里头我们看到那些神所启示的、所用的先知也好使徒也好当时的这个君王啦、等等士师啦，他们都不会用第一人称。用神的第一人称来自称。
And we can see the prophets, whether it is the godly prophets or the godly kings, that when they are filled with God's spirit, they will not always call themselves with their I.
如果有人说我怎么样神说什么什么什么。
And if a person say that I am so and so, and I say that God says this.
甚至说自己就是神。
And they even say that I am a God.
那就不对了。
Then this is wrong.
不是从神来的灵。
Then this is not the spirit from God.
有一次。
And there was this one time.
有个信徒在那，有一群信徒在一起。
There was a group of members that were together.
其中有一个人说啊。
There is one person who said this.
神什么都告诉我。
God told me everything.
神啊，连下一分钟要做什么事情都告诉我。
God even tells me what he's going to do in the next minute.
那就在这个时候，突然教会的这个广播响了，叫那个信徒说，某某信徒一线电话。
Then at this time, there was the church announced that this certain members, there is your phone call.
那其中有一个信徒就对那一个说，神什么都告诉他，下一分钟要告诉他，也要做什么，要告诉都会告诉他的。他说不用神跟你讲下一分钟做什么了，我告诉你下一分钟赶快去接电话了。
So there's this another member told this member who said that God tells him everything, that you do not need God to tell you what is going to happen in the next minute, because next minute you're going to answer your phone call.
所以说如果经常有所谓的异象异梦启示的，
So if you often meet with the visions and the wonders and signs,
这个也要小心。
Then we have to be careful.
到底符不符合圣经？你的启示？
These are revelations and visions are from God.
我们相信也听过这样的一个小新闻过去的了，已经过去了。
And of course, we have heard of this news.
说有个信徒什么上山祷告看异象主耶稣要来了。
And it says that this member who have went up to a mountain, he saw a vision that saying that the Lord Jesus is going to come.
看到主耶稣要来的那个年1999，那最后那个字发光看不清楚了。
And he saw that the year that Lord Jesus is going to come is 1990, and the last digit he could not see.
主耶稣要来1999后面发光那就是1990到1999嘛。
So it is between the year of 1990 to 1999.
那有没有应验？
So did it happen?
没有应验。
No, it did not.
但是在当时那个时候，很多人相信。
But at that time, a lot of people believed him.
甚至工人也在讲这个事情在传这个信息。
And there are even some workers who have been passing this message as well.
圣经上说那个日子那个时辰不知道。
And the Bible says that no one knows the day or the hour.
那支持这个启示人说没有错，但是没有说年不可以年不知道，年可以知道嘛？时辰日子时辰不知道嘛？年可以知道。
But then the person who is in support with this vision says that the Bible didn't say that we cannot know the year. So this means that we can know the year where Jesus is going to come.
日子时辰就是在讲时间的嘛。
And the day and the hour means that it's talking about time.
年也是时间。
And year is also time.
结果没有应验。
So in the end, it did not fulfill.
所以我们要很小心这些所谓的启示啦，这些异梦啦。
So we must be very careful with the revelations and the visions.
那我们也听过可能也看过这些照片。
And maybe we have seen some pictures.
这个什么金鞋子Golden shoe.
Golden shoes.
说某个这个洗脚礼的时候那这个照相的时候那个脚好像穿着一个金的鞋子。
And it is during the foot washing when they're taking pictures, it seems that the feet are wearing golden shoes.
甚至后来还有拿放大镜去看，哇，这个金色的鞋子好像高跟鞋呢，高跟鞋。
And some people even use the magnifying glass to examine the shoes, and it seems that they are high heels.
那果然是圣经上说的，因为我们都基督的心腹嘛，心腹当然就是穿女生的鞋子，穿高跟鞋嘛。
And of course, the Bible says that we are the bride to Christ, so because they are female, so of course we're wearing heels.
但是我们仔细想一想。
But then if we are thinking about this,
整本圣经有没有说到金鞋？
Does the Bible tell us about any golden shoes?
那金鞋从哪里来的？
And where did the golden shoes come from?
金鞋是从这个田水木传道娘田吉雅云的见证来的。
And this golden shoes is from a certain preacher's wife and her testimony.
田水木传道就是田什么？田辉煌传道的爸爸。
And this it is a Pastor Tian.
那他离世了，所以这个老田传道娘 很伤心，很想念他的先生。
So after he passed away, the preacher's wife was very sad about the because his husband was passed away.
哦，那有一天呢，他做了个梦。
And there was one day that she had a dream.
哦，梦见他的先生呢，在哈啊这个远处的山坡上哦啊一栋很漂亮的房子里面。
And she dreamed that her husband was on a mountain, and on the mountain there is a very beautiful house.
哦，那他想要去看他先生。
And she wanted to go to see her husband.
哦，但是有一个斜坡啊，哇，非常光滑，非常的陡峭。
But then there is this very huge slope, and it is very slippery.
哦，那结果他爬上去啊，就又溜下来，爬上去又溜下来，爬不上去。
And no matter how she tried to climb the slope, she will always fall down.
哦，就想说怎么办？
So she thinks, what should she do?
为什么爬不上去？
And why couldn't she climb up the slope?
哦，就在那个时候，听到后面有马车的声音呢。
Then at this time, she heard that there is a chariot.
哦，看到马车哦，啊，这样哗就上去了哈。
And she saw the chariot was able to climb up the slope.
哦，仔细一看，马车的车轮是金的，马的蹄是金的啦。
And when she see that the hooves of the horse and the wheels of the chariot are all made of gold.
哦，所以说这个哈，老田川娘就说啊，因为我没有穿金鞋，所以我没办法上去的。
So this pastor's wife, she realized that because she did not wear any golden shoes, so she cannot climb up the slope.
哦，金鞋大概哈就是从那个见证来的啦。
So this golden shoes is probably from this testimony.
从一个个人的见证来的。
It is from a person's personal testimony.
哦，神对我们每一个人都有个别的启示跟教导，针对我们的需要。
God would let us have a different teaching and revelations according to what He wants to let us learn.
哦，或安慰也好，或责备也好，或指导也好。
Whether it is He's trying to discipline us or try to comfort us.
哦，但是对整个教会的普遍启示啊，就是这一本圣经。
But the general revelation to a church is the Bible.
哦，普遍的教导就是这一本圣经。
And the general teachings to a church is the Bible.
如果哈教会放弃了普遍的启示跟教导，而用个人的启示跟教导来取代，那就会有问题。
If the church was to abandon the general revelation and try to teach a church with their own personal revelation, then there will be a problem.
哦，这也是一般基督教在批评那个灵恩派教会啊最大的问题。
And this is when the Christian, all other Christian denominations try to accuse of the Pentecostal churches.
哦，已经超越了圣经的教训了。
And they have already gone over the teachings in the Bible.
完全用个人的见证、异象、异梦来替代。
They have replaced everything in the teaching in the Bible with their revelations that they receive.
哦，所以说哇，天国哦，天国的人哦。啊，穿不一定都穿白色的，又穿蓝色的，又穿橘子色的哦。啊，那个哦，有长的，有短的。
And they will say that the people in heaven, they may not be all wearing white. Some are wearing blue, and some are wearing orange.
哦，那因为他们哦，在天国要做交通指挥啊，所以穿的衣服啊，颜色就不同了。
And because they have to have traffic control inside in heaven, so they will wear different colors of clothes.
回到圣经来啊。
But please come back to the Bible.
哦，那个没有圣经没有的普遍启示跟教导哦，啊，也许是针对个人的安慰的哈。
And this kind of revelation doesn't come from the Bible. It may not be. It may only be a comfort to this certain person.
哦，那刚刚小弟说哈，如果一天到晚哦都有启示，都有异象异梦哦，那有可能是我们日有所思，夜有所梦啊。
And your person receive visions all the time.And it may be because this person is always thinking about the Bible.
哦，啊，所以哦，这个啊是魔鬼扰乱教会哦，在灵界上的混乱的哦当中的一个哦。
But this is one of the ways that devil is trying to use to confuse the church.
哦，我们要小心谨慎。
So we must be careful.
哦，我们感谢主哦，那我们早上就跟大家一起分享学习到这里。
Thank God. This morning we have been we share to you until here.
我们求神啊，帮助我们每一个弟兄姐妹。
We ask God to help all of us.
我们能够看清楚魔鬼在我们现今教会里头的诡计跟混乱。
So you can see the schemes of devil inside the church and how he tries to confuse us.
在真理上的。
And the confusion in terms of truth.
哦，在弟兄姐妹啊这个肢体生活上的。
In the life of brothers and sisters.
哦，还有啊，在这个灵界里头的。
in the confusion in the spiritual matters.
那因为时间的关系，我们就直接同心跪下来祷告。
And because of time, we'll kneel down to pray.
我们祷告的时候，也求神继续来带领我们接下来的圣礼。
In our prayer, let us ask God to guide the sacraments.
我们一起同心跪下祷告。
Let's pray together.